Send your friends.
Well, have a good one.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. Driving around. Yeah, I'm not going to steal their song, but they're so fun to watch. And I love the charisma in their faces and how they relate to each other. They met in Maine, and here I find them at a little coffee place over in San Francisco. Isn't this great? I love this life. I love this world. Let's have some more fun while you guys are out there driving around, tuning in to MutinyRadio.fm. This is Friends with Genefits. I'm your host, Jen Eros. Check out Claire Wing. These guys are fun. Book them. Get in touch. Follow their tour. Like them on Facebook. You know what to do. And to the show, I'd like to welcome a caller. Are you out there? Are you on the phone? Everybody say hello, Jim. Okay, we're going to try that one more time. We have a new phone system going on right here. If you can hear me, Jim, please call back. are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yay, we have a call. It is Jim out there at Riverdance Farms.
Yeah, I'm at the Pick and Gather Festival here in Livingston, California. Pick and Gather is the 13th year, and I got Jordan Waters, singer-songwriter, coming up. How are you?
Great. What's the turnout like today? How's the weather?
Well, the weather is perfect. We've had pretty good turnout with you pickers and stuff, but as always at this festival, people spread out, and they're on the farm tour doing the hay ride. We had some great music this morning.
Yeah.
And then I have the Brookdale Bluegrass Band finishing it out tonight with Belly Dance Magique in the middle. So we're running a little behind, but it's always kind of light, laid back here, and weather couldn't be better, 85.
This is great, and I know this is the 13th year, but it's the first time they've done it actually on Memorial Weekend, right?
Well, we used to avoid it because of the Strawberry Music Festival, and we have part of the Strawberry Musical Festival team here. So it's a little different to be doing 2.5 days rather than 1.5 days.
That's right. You guys have added Monday because of the 3-day holiday weekend.
Right, and it was rescheduled because the Merced River is running very high and very fast. And while we've got some swimming spots this far downstream, it's not as dry as it usually is. So we're looking at good weather, but the current in the river is a little strong. It indicates a good snowpack and the drought may be over.
Well, the drought may be over. I know some of the land that used to be there, I heard, was carved out like 4 feet deep and redeposited. The sandbar has shifted.
We're using the road that we were worried about the other day for subsidence. But it's one of those things where the river is that swift that it's turned up a whole different coastline, if you will, for the peninsula that's part of the Riverdance Park.
That's terrific. I mean, it's terrific that you're there long enough to even see the changes, you know, and of course we know erosion's going to happen, especially with rivers. But I just really had a nice time out there watching the owls going over, chirping at us because we're making noise and our lights are on, and dropping off the massage table. Has anybody been coming by hoping to get a massage today?
We got some people that enjoyed your art and did ask if you'd be here tomorrow.
And, well, good. Sign them up.
I subscribe to the idea of your theory that the owls are mad that we've had those solar lights on. Our solar stage working right now. Jordan Waters just got up. But I think the fact that we were hiding all those mice and stuff with our canopies and tents,
right,
they're probably happy to see us leave tomorrow.
I could almost swear that female owl was chirping at us. Hey, guys, get out of there. I just cleaned it up.
Right. It does seem to be kind of devoid of the usual mice and other critters you see sometimes pop up. But it's been a beautiful day here, and I say we're having a good thing of music. We're not exactly bluegrass tonight. Today, we will be tonight. Tomorrow, we got the Narrow Gauge Ramblers coming up, Four House Millionaires. The Creole Jazz Kings that often play at Shooter's Pub in Clarion in Modesto, and of course often the Jazz Festival, which is going on in Sacramento today.
So a Jazz Festival in Sacramento too?
Yeah.
It's a big weekend.
So we have the music families kind of split between two. Gabriel and his dad went up to the Jazz Festival, even though Gabriel's not playing. And Kathy and the kids are here today just because it's their favorite thing. So kind of nice comparison of the kind of events that are a lot of fun to attend. People are finally figuring out we're really a music festival that happens to be on a berry and cherry farm. But we also have kids' activities, so we're still hard to subscribe.
Well, I know we've had so many variations on a theme when it comes to the weather out there. The cherries are looking good this time, huh? Because we've had split after rains and so many other challenges.
I have only had a few, and I've only gotten to look at a few while I've been out here doing the setup. But Eric Berman and others swear to me.
I'm losing your signal.
Well, we're down in the riverbed. So I have some of the bluegrass jammers who sampled the cherries and tell me they're as good as they've ever been.
Wow. Could you save me some of the white ones before they're gone?
If I get a chance to go out and pick, I will.
Great. I left you a few bowls on that table near the kitchen.
Okay.
Just so people know, we usually set up a hospitality center right there in the middle as they're going past the music stage. You have several canopies set up. There's henna art and the massage table, and we usually feature enough for water and first aid and whether little things people need. You know, sometimes coffee's first aid, so we made sure to bring the coffee pot out. But it's nice to get into the shade, sit around, visit, and just soak it all in before going back out to the river or checking out the walnut orchard where people are camping. There's some, which varieties of cherries are out there right now, Jim, that you know of?
I know we have Bings, and I know we have the white cherries. And beyond that right now, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I just haven't had a chance to go out and talk to you pick people and take my usual tour with Cindy and Bill, find out which lines are going and which ones they are again.
So how does somebody let you know if they want to be a volunteer? Are there jobs available for that during such things?
Well, people think they can't afford to get in our $10 cover that includes all this great music and stuff. They can volunteer by calling 209-761-0081. That hooks you up with Cindy Lashbrook, who is one of the co-owners of the ranch and runs the Pick and Gather, is the actual founder. And we take on volunteers, so we don't want to discourage anybody who comes out. And it's just a fun way to for Bill and Cindy, who in the middle of their hectic and super busy harvest season for blueberries and cherries, to add some strawberries to it and make it a fun thing by having the festival right in the middle of it.
Excellent. And again, her number, if you want to get a hold of the owner, Cindy Lashbrook, on the volunteer category, or even if you want to contact for tickets, vendor, sponsor, or fundraising, or camping info, all of these things, you can go to riverdancefarms@gmail.com and send her a message, or call the cell at 209-761-0081.
Right.
And
that will actually get you a hold of the UPIC weekends, which are going to continue. The harvest is not over. We're right in the middle of it. And that gives the UPIC hours, the reservations. She does group tours. This is a preservation on the river site, so they're always welcome students. And for the Pick and Gather, it's $10 to get in. But for students, seniors, and children, it's $5.
Now, tell me about the Taste of the River Valley. What's on the Sunday dinner menu, farm to table?
I'm not sure this year. I know we have lamb on the menu. They're locally grown, served up with the organic spices and fruits from around here. I don't know enough about the details this year on how it's being prepared, but it's always something different every year. So.
Right, and you have different food vendors this year than what we usually have out there, so anything could be different right now, right?
Yes.
Have you tried the tacos?
And I don't know what's changing tomorrow. We have Maria's Tacos here. They are always a popular vendor. And I've already had three. So I sent Trina over to pick some up for me. So I've been eating something other than straight out of the ice chest and the Dollar Tree store. So.
Well, that's good news. So I'll be checking back with you when I'm ready to head back over and see what the festivities are like tonight. Again, thank you, Jim Christensen, for calling in to Mutiny Radio. This is Friends with Genefits, Jen Eros, your host. If you have any more questions about Riverdance Farms and the Pick and Gather they hold annually, remember you can always go to www.riverdancefarms.com. And who are some of the musicians you've heard so far today, Jim?
We're waiting on the band Elf, which is not the hyper band that we've heard about, but it's Ewart, Lechuga, and Paracas. They come up next. Jordan Waters is an up-and-coming singer-songwriter from the 209 area code. Earlier, we just happened with Red Pony, and unfortunately, I have not gotten her full name. We had a flute player flautist who is 13 years old that was just blew us all away. Outstanding. And we've had kids like that. Simon, you know, has gone on to Berklee School of Music and things like that. So some of the students, kids that have grown up in the picking gallery really gone over on to some big things, and often musically.
I've always enjoyed the fact that it's such a family event. There's so many different things. Even when it was raining, I thought it was great when the kids would come out in color-coded garbage bag covers. Like, this is the green group, the red group, the blue group, and they're all challenging each other at the picking. Because, you know, once the water hits those cherries, they start to split, so you got to race against time.
We've had enough repeat players today. Regale us with the great torrent of rain, with the huge drought-infused heat wave of last year, and various things like that. But it's really nice to have great weather here this weekend.
I'm so glad.
This is going to be that way all weekend long, so we're hoping people will come out, enjoy it. We seem to have a lot of campers. I've seen quite a few people through looking at the art. It's always early in the valley because there are actually so many things to do, something people complain about in every vicinity in the world. Your own backyard never has anything going, but a little investigation says it's going on everywhere.
And we seem to find it and love bringing it out to everybody listening. So, again, it's right along the Merced River. If you've got the time this weekend, check it out. It's a family event, and it's a recurring event that, you know, volunteers welcome. There's a lot of things that could be done. I know, Jim, you've been working hard creating signs to help people find their way around. It is, what, 80 acres?
About 74, depending on how the river's carved out this year.
Right, yeah, they lost a little bit.
Very easy access from 99 at Hammond Road coming from Fresno or Merced, or from San Francisco, Modesto, and Turlock. 99 going south, use the Winton Parkway Expressway, and our signs take you right to the site. About an hour, mile and a half east of Livingston.
So you'd have to go right by that ice cream shop, the donut shop, the pizza place.
Yeah.
La Morenita, a really good restaurant there in Livingston.
Main Street in Livingston becomes Livingston Cressy Road, and we're at 12230 Livingston Cressy Road. However, that takes you to the driveway of the ranch house. You go another half mile, you're at the gate. And it's got flags marked. We have Eric Berman, John Gwinner, Tina Louise Barr, Banjo Dan, among the part of the crew I recognize from the Brookdale Bluegrass Band. Eric usually turns that up a little bit from time to time, depending on who's in Strawberry. Got Drayle Dreyfus up there with the Colorado Road Band volunteering at Strawberry. She'll be joining us on Memorial Day to close us out.
Excellent. That'll be so nice. So, can't wait to get back over there. Thanks for sharing. Now it's whet my appetite. I know what I'll be doing the rest of the weekend. And you've got plenty of shade for us sunburned folks, right?
Right. That would be explain why I'm so sunburned. I will say thank you for leaving the coffee pot. We put it to good use.
I'm sure you were going to be able to figure that one out on your own, yes.
I haven't made a pot yet. Trina has.
Oh, excellent. Thank her for me. Maybe that'll save me a Guinness for later, right?
No, we already got into it.
Well, that is the other thing for the things that are not provided by the camp. You can help support the local economy. They do have stores within a mile and a half.
The camping ice chest rules work here. But we haven't gone through our usual exhibition of local wines and beers. It just didn't work out this year with the scheduling around Memorial Day. We really did have to change because of the high water. And then as it turned out, Memorial Day weekend is the perfect time to meet the blueberries and cherries at the ripest time.
Yeah, well, those are such great, organic, luscious crops. I love tickling those blueberries right off the bush. Just having the lesson in that and knowing that when they're that delicate, they fall right off. They are the sweetest, the best, just flavor bursting right through the skin when you bite into it. I love it.
Well, I had Richard on our Facebook Live tell us about what it's like to jump in the river this morning. He said it's really a spiritual experience.
I'll have to catch that. How many octaves up did his voice go?
Common folk with freeze, he says.
Common folk.
Yeah, he did admit to being kind of a bear and a little more experienced than the many.
Okay.
But looks fast and cold to me, but he'd already told me he found the shallowest wading spots that you could anchor to, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do be wise if you're around swift-moving bodies of water with little children or people that might not have all the strength. Don't rely on that. Make sure you're making good choices, enjoying the outdoors safely. And use the sunscreen. Forget the tanning oil with the glitter. Believe me. Let me tell you, you don't need it. Just get out in the sun a little bit with that water reflecting. You're going to do fine on your tans this year.
So you're still a little burned up on that, are you?
A little bit, but it's amazing how many people want to put lotion on my back. This has been a very interesting social experiment.
I tried that.
I know. Anyone that knows I got burnt, they're like, oh, do you need help? I get that spot in your shoulders.
Well, your stage manager here has to go back, placate the natives. After all, we're having a good time. We're a little late. I've got other musicians admiring other musicians playing.
Oh, good. So. Well, I'm looking forward to it. So you guys carry on and keep picking.
Yeah, thank you for having me call me on your radio.
Thanks, Jim. I'll see you out there.
All right.
Take care.
Good night.
And there you have it from the site, way out there along the Merced River, Livingston Cressy Road. Its address, again, if you want to plug it into your GPS, is 12230 Livingston Cressy Road. And Cressy is spelled C-R-E-S-S-E-Y. And Livingston, California, 95334. Check it out. These guys are always putting on a good time. It's a little slow today, but you know what? Who needs it fast? I'm going to kick on some other music today. Last week, I was talking about this one. Maybe you remember. Hold on a second.
Hey, love. The first time I ran into you, I knew I'd become your fool. You took my pride when I cried. You left me blue. Now you're coming back around. You got me acting like a clown. What's worse, there's nothing I would rather do. You're a fool again, that's all I am, and I can't help myself. If you're not here, I dream about you anyway. You're a fool. See you coming.